In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly King, Paraclete, Spirit of Truth, you who are everywhere present and fill all things, treasury of all that is good, Master of life, come, dwell within us, cleanse us from all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Mary, cause of our joy, pray for us. In the name of the Father, Holy Spirit, amen. Well, today we're going to be looking at the fourth Sunday in Lent in this cycle B. We're also going to begin by looking at Verbum Domini, number 53. We're getting into the most exciting part, in a way, of Verbum Domini. It's the section on the Word of God at the liturgy. And it's most apposite for what we're doing. We're using our time here to study the Word of God, which is in the liturgy. So we're going to do that part first. I'm going to start with number 53. Start in 50, it starts a whole new section, the Word of God and the Church. And then 52, where we are in the section, the Word of God and the Sacred Liturgy. And then 53, the Word of Sacred Scripture and the Sacraments. This is a very important section, and it is more advanced and daring than just about anything you can find nowadays about the role of Sacred Scripture. And when we get, I don't get that far today, number 56 has some very profound things that change our whole understanding, both of Scripture and of the role of Scripture in the liturgy, both for the clergy who preach and for the people who take it in and give it existence in their lives. So this section begins, in discussing the importance of the liturgy for understanding the Word of God, the Synod of Bishops highlighted the relationship between Sacred Scripture and the working of the sacraments. I'll bring this my point up later. There is great need for a deeper investigation of the relationship between Word and Sacrament in the Church's pastoral activity and in theological reflection. You see, Augustine has this very profound phrase, accedit verbum ad elementum et fit sacramentum. The Word comes to the element, and there is a sacrament. So the element, bread, wine, water, oil, gesture, Word, I forgive you, I give you the Lord's absolution. All of these are words that come to some gesture or some material thing like oil, water, bread, wine. And that relationship, so that when Augustine says that the Word comes to the element, what word is that? It's the Word of the Gospel, summed up in one of these phrases. This is my body, this is my blood, I baptize you. Those are the words of Scripture coming to the elementum, to the element, you see, with the intention of confecting, bringing about a sacrament. Now, that's true. And what the Pope is pointing out here is, you know, we haven't given enough thought, really, on reflection, to that these words that we say. Huh? Our Lord said, go, make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe everything I commanded you, and baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. That Verbum Domini is what takes place, and I baptize you in the name of. And that word, you see, the verbum comes to the elementum, and those together make the sacramentum. It's an amazing and beautiful thing, and we owe it to church unity to work on that, because our Protestant brothers have problems with the way we talk sometimes, unless we can help show them this power of the Word, the Gospel, pronounced over this gesture. I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. That's the Verbum Domini there with the water and the gesture. And that's the what has to be investigated, as the Pope is saying right here, you see. Certainly, and this is from the Pontifical Biblical Commission, the liturgy of the word is a decisive element in the celebration of each one of the sacraments of the Church. That's the Pope embracing a statement of an earlier document. In pastoral practice, however, the faithful are not always conscious of this connection, nor do they appreciate the unity between gesture and word. That's what I was just trying to describe. Now the Pope says, it is the task of priests and deacons above all, when they administer the sacraments, to explain the unity between word and sacrament in the ministry of the Church. How important that is, huh? Because you see, it's the power of the word endowed with the command of Christ. Do this in memory of me. But what is the do? We do the gesture. Took up the bread, took up the chalice, gave thanks, and then said, take, eat, this is my body. Those are all biblical words. And so, this is the introduction to this section. Very important section, I think, for the Church today. Word and sacrament. The relationship between word and sacramental gesture is the liturgical expression of God's activity in the history of salvation through the performative character of the word itself. A student could write a beautiful doctorate on that line. You see, relationship between word and sacramental gesture is the liturgical expression of God's activity. What activity? The activity by which he saved Israel from Egypt, by which he led them through the desert, by which he worked in the life of Jesus. You know, Jesus says, the works I'm doing are the works of my Father. And finally, in that act of love in which he died. All of this is God's activity in history, suffused, announced, and finally in the sacraments, brought about again in continuity. So, this is very important. Now, the Pope uses a phrase here, performative character. Linguists have different analyses of the different functions of language. This one, performative, means it brings about what it signifies. I now pronounce you man and wife. I christen you the battleship Potemkin. All of these, do you take this man to be your husband? Yes. Yes. You see, these are performative words. You know, you receive your diploma, and now you are a graduate of St. Gwendolyn's High School, or whatever. They bring about what they signify. Yes. You see, like Our Lady's yes at the Incarnation. So he takes this word from linguistics and speaks about here the performative character of the word itself. Then he goes on, now alluding to Dei Verbum, the document on the Bible, in salvation history, there is no separation between what God says and what he does. There's no separation. I will free you, and you begin to be freed. His word appears as alive and active, as the Hebrew word dabar itself makes clear. Dabar means not just word, it means thing as well. Even today in modern Hebrew, but not in ancient Hebrew too. Mahadabar hazeh. What is this thing? Dabar can mean event, thing, word, because they're all linked. And they all come from the mind of God. You see? By educating the people of God to discover the performative character of God's word in the liturgy, we will help them to recognize his activity in salvation history and in their individual lives. And that's the point. Does God act in your life? Oh my goodness, yes. Do you pick it up? Sometimes. But the Holy Spirit is at work in us all the time. All the time. He's moving me now as I'm speaking. And if I'm smart, I'm going to be listening to him and yielding to what he wants said as we talk about this. You see? So that the power of the Holy Spirit should be suffusing my words so that they are life-giving. We're talking about the verbum, the Word of God, at the liturgy. And so it's very important, it's in St. Thomas. And in his commentary on the prologue of John, when he speaks about whenever we pronounce a word of truth, we are sharing in the reality of the verbum himself, of the Word of God himself. It's quite a profound thought. And it would make us more careful about our language, about what we say, about what we promise, about how we lie. Because when we speak a word of truth, we are sharing in the reality of the Word of God himself. Think about that. That's right in the commentary on the prologue. Okay. Now, moving from the general overview of word and sacrament, the Pope goes right away to this magnificent, because here, more than anywhere else, we see this. The Word and the Elementum. Elementa, the bread and the wine. So we're going to look at some of this, and we'll continue this next week. What has been said in general about the relationship between the Word and the sacraments takes on a deeper meaning when we turn to the celebration of the Eucharist. The profound unity of Word and Eucharist is grounded in the witness of Scripture. John 6. Now this is, Luke 24. Attested to by the fathers of the Church and reaffirmed by the Second Vatican Council. Most especially the document on the liturgy, Sacrosanctum Concilium, but also in the citation, De Verbum, which is the document from Vatican II, number 21, as he explicitly cites. And that one says, the Church has always given equal reverence and, to the Word of God in Scripture and the Eucharist. Equal. Did you ever think of that? And that's where we have these beautiful texts that we're going to see later on, where Jerome and Origen, all these people say, if a tiny particle of the Eucharist falls, you go to take care of it. But when the Word of God comes to your ears, do you take the same care? It's the same Word, and it deserves the same reverence and worship and care as the Eucharistic elements. St. Jerome says it. Origen says it. So you see, we're entering now, and we'll be in it now for a little while, this beautiful, beautiful presentation of the Word of God at the liturgy. Where is it? It is at most at home. Because there, people of God are gathered to hear the Word of God. The Word of God molds them, informs them, and opens them up so that when they receive the Word of God in the Eucharist, it can transform them.